This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The silence period for the legislative assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry came into effect from 5 p.m. today, marking the end of campaigning across these states and union territory. During the 48-hour restriction period prior to close of polling to be held on Thursday, all forms of electioneering, including public meetings, rallies, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, are strictly prohibited. The Election Commission of India has also restricted the telecast or broadcast of any opinion polls, exit polls or similar survey results during the notified period. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on the 9th of April. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen the support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Assam's Pathankandi, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Guwahati. Puducherry and Keralam also witnessed a flurry of political activity. Leaders of various parties crisscrossed the constituencies to the voters. In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible as the Election Commission released the full list of voters under judicial review under the special intensive revision of the electoral roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Governors said that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships.
The average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders in the month of February was around 77,000. Yesterday, the Government of India issued a new order under which the sale of 5 kg cylinders is expected to double. Yesterday alone, 1 lakh 5 kg cylinders were sold. Since 23rd March, the sale of more than 7.8 lakh 5 kg cylinders has been recorded.
5 kilo ke cylinders ki sale ho chuki hai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with Minister of Foreign Affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. Denzil L. Douglas. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both leaders held discussions on development projects, health cooperation, digital capacities and disaster response. A 9-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court today commenced hearing petitions concerning alleged discrimination against women at religious places, including the Sabarimala temple, and the scope of religious freedom across faiths. Ahead of the hearing, the centre submitted written arguments urging the apex court to uphold restrictions on the entry of women of menstruating age into the Sabarimala temple. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is-where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi along with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal cooperation norms. Mr. Lal stated that with the decision to regularize colonies, residents will be encouraged to come forward for registration of their properties. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. Benchmark domestic equity indices climbed around 0.7% after choppy trading session today, extending the winning streak for a straight fourth session. The Sensex rose 510 points to close at 74,617, while the Nifty added 155 points to settle at 23,124. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast widespread rainfall activity over Northeast India, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir, adjoining Punjab for the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.